Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. It's that time of the week. We check in with the NFL insider. But last week, I didn't really quite have the week I thought I was going to have. A lot of upsets happened last week. So I'm the bottom line is I'm 9 behind. But it's not like I can't catch up. You know, ain't even half of the season yet.
Hold on a second. So I beg to differ on the total that you're behind.
Seems that was like, unofficial.
What's unofficial, bro?
The games behind I am, that was an unofficial tally. We have the exact tally next week.
In other words, it's more than that because I actually have last week's tally. And, I actually went 10-4. So you were kind of like parallel with me on a lot of picks, except you didn't take any of the New York teams, which all won, that helped you probably. I think you were more like, I don't want to say 6-6. I want to say more like 5-7 or something like that. You know, so you actually did lose more than five games last week alone. But, this total just somehow doesn't get beyond 10. I don't understand it. But anyway.
We will have the official tally next week for you folks.
The official tally.
Yes. But it all begins tonight.
Where do you think you are, man? Georgia? Where do you think you are with this official tally, bro?
In Pennsylvania.
Where do you think you are, man?
Or Florida.
In Arizona? You in Arizona with this official tally stuff, man?
Let's go to tonight. You got Baltimore in Tampa Bay. Take it on the Bucs and Tom Brady. Oof.
Well, Jay, this is a tough one here because, Tom is in danger of losing his fourth consecutive game. And, is Tom going to lose four consecutive games in a row at home? And he's at home, too. It's hard to pick against him at home. This one's hard, Jay. I think I might have to side with him this week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I need that. I'm taking Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to upset Tom Brady.
What? They can't even hold the lead, Jay.
I got to make up some distance now.
Oh, okay. So you're just throwing stuff in the wind, huh? Seeing what sticks. Okay.
Okay, you got Denver. Take it on Jacksonville in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, they're a young team. They're really trying. They're struggling. They keep making mistakes. They're at home. I don't think the Denver fans travel as much as the New York Giant fans travel because it certainly seemed like it was Giant Stadium South there last week. I think Jacksonville gets off. Your guy is coming back this week for Denver. I think he's back in the saddle. But I don't think it's going to be enough. I think Jacksonville finds a way to get it done. This is an upset. I'm going with Jacksonville. I'm giving away a game this week.
Well, actually, I'm going with Jacksonville as well.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
You have Carolina in a tough NFC South battle here. Oh. Take it on the Falcons in the ATL.
Carolina said, hey, we got rid of a running back, but we found two others, and we're going to continue that. We come down to Atlanta. You do have a quarterback that, hey, he made a difference between Matty D. Ice. Now he's Matty benched. It's another toss-up. Anybody can win this game. It's the least of the South. Let me just try. I'm going to flip a coin on this one, Jay, because that's how close it is, Jay. It's so close, Jay, that you have to flip a coin. And my coin says, hey, I'm going with the Falcons.
I am doing the same because I have no confidence in Carolina.
Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. You remember he said he was never picking the Falcons. You heard him say it.
I am disappointed in them, but they are kind of leading the division. They tie for first in the division.
ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go back and hear him say he will never vote for Atlanta, you know, you can go to the website because the podcast has the all the things that he said are up there.
Okay. You got Chicago in Dallas at AT&T Stadium.
Hey, Chicago had a nice win the other night. I know they feel good about that. Do they have enough firepower to take care of Dallas? I don't know. And then, of course, the trade yesterday, their defensive end traded to Philadelphia. And I saw one of the teammates, he was clearly shaken. I think this team is really emotionally upset. I have to go with Dallas in this one.
I would take Dallas as well. You got
Ooh.
Miami in Detroit. Take it on the Lions.
Detroit. I don't know what's going on with this team. They had a whole lot of promise at the beginning of the year. Showed some life against Dallas last week before penalties and mistakes cost them. You know what? I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins.
I would do the same. We go to Arizona in Minnesota.
Well, now, hey, Minnesota is at home. Arizona's been playing well. Minnesota would like to maintain that cushion that they have. This could be an upset. Arizona coming in there, but I'm gonna stay with the home team.
I'm happy to hear that because I would definitely take Arizona in a mild upset. You got
mild?
Yes, just a mild.
It will be an upset. Okay.
Las Vegas in New Orleans, as we say down there on Bourbon Street.
Jay, I don't think you've ever been there. I mean, you know, you're making a lot of references. You know, and what side of town is Bourbon Street on, Jay?
I don't know.
See, ladies and gentlemen, you know we're starting to see a pattern here. But anyway, the Raiders coming in town. Yeah, they like to party. The Saints. I don't know what's going on with that team. I'm gonna have to pick the Raiders. Coming all the way across the country to take care of the Saints. I got to go with them.
I would take New Orleans. Here go one that's kind of interesting. You got New England in. Take it on the New York Jets.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting game.
New England.
This is an interesting game because.
Hands down, New England.
Jets have lost, 15, 16, 17, maybe 20-something consecutive games to New England. But this week, the Jets finally, get off of that clip. They finally secure a victory. I'm going with the J-E-T-S Jets.
Okay. You got Pittsburgh. In Philadelphia, taking on the undefeated Eagles, Jalen Hurst and the boys.
Hey, Jay, you know, this is the Battle of Pennsylvania. Philadelphia would love to claim this victory. They had a bye last week, so they are well-rested, well-prepared. They should continue on their undefeated ways. I don't know why. I like Pittsburgh's chances, but I have to go with the Eagles.
We both agree on that one. You have Tennessee in Houston taking on the Texans.
This is actually this should have been the Battle of Texas, but Tennessee, the fleet coup, if you will. Tennessee should win this game. Houston has been playing strong lately, but I'm going to go with Tennessee in this one.
I would do the same. You have Washington and take it on the Colts in Indianapolis.
Yeah, your man, Matty Ice, man. Well, he got benched for the remainder of the season. And so I don't know how that's going to work there. They're going with a young quarterback. This game could go either way. Washington is looking for that win. I think they'll get it. I think they'll get it against Indianapolis.
Okay, I'll take the Colts. You have San Francisco at Los Angeles Chargers.
No, that's the Rams, sir.
I'm sorry. You are correct. That's at the taking on the Rams.
Yeah, my brother.
Either way, I'm taking San Francisco.
You might want to not be so vain and pull out the specs, brother, so you can see it. I know the print is small. Pull the specs out so you can see. You can see this point spread, too. I don't know, Jay. I'm looking at this. San Francisco seems to have L.A.'s number. I think they're in L.A.'s head. L.A. has to prove they can win this game. You know what? I didn't vote for San Francisco the last time and they won. I'm going to vote for the Rams this time at home.
Oh, I'm happy to say that. To see that. Okay, here's a good one. Well, not
you didn't
really.
Say who you
with. Oh, yeah, I took San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. From the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's also a bay in Tampa, too.
Okay. You got the New York G-Men in Seattle.
Yes, Jay, this is actually the only game this weekend.
Seattle by four.
This is the only game this weekend where both teams have a winning record that are playing each other. It's the only game on the schedule. This is a tough game. Giants will be going for the fifth in a row here. Won't be easy because they'll be facing their old nemesis from the Jets. And he did play for a second with the Giants, and Geno Smith. Does he have enough leg and all that stuff to do stuff? And they have the rookie running back for Seattle from Michigan, who can prove to be quite a threat. But, hey, Saquon is back. There's nobody equal to him. And I think, hey, it doesn't matter about the noise. You know what? I'm still riding with the G-Men until they prove otherwise.
Seattle by four. You got Green Bay.
You've been wrong for four consecutive weeks, brother. Don't you want to look at the facts?
No. Green Bay is in Buffalo taking on the Bills.
Well, you saw Aaron Rodgers said, hey, listen, you know, maybe this is good for us, you know, because they lost at Washington and, you know, maybe this is good. Everybody's going to expect us to get blown out and maybe we'll go up there and play well. Well, yeah, you might play well, but you're going to get blown out. So I'm going with Buffalo.
I would do the same. Now you have the Monday night matchup. It is Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's, and Cleveland. Take it on the Browns.
Yeah, the Battle of Ohio here, Jay. CJ, when the Ohio players hit roller coaster, this is what these two teams are playing in the division right now. They're kind of going back and forth and everything. I don't know which team is. I'm going with Cincinnati. They've been doing well lately. Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm going to take Joe Burrow's from that tough SEC. And I think he will.
Not the SEC. This is the NFL.
Yeah, but he came out of the SEC when he played for LSU.
Okay. So a lot of other players, but that doesn't hold any weight right now.
Well, Cleveland don't have a steady quarterback until your boy comes back. So I'm going to take Cincinnati as well. And Kansas City and Los Angeles have a bye this week, so that's it. How about that? I think I have become surgical this week, folks. Watch what I do. Just watch it real closely. And if you miss any of it, go to our website at 610WAGG.com. NFL Insider, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. See you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jay.